Hello and welcome to Lisa's Storytime. Today's story is Sharing a Shell by Julia Donaldson. Look, a crab with no shell, running along by the sea. Tap, tap, tap. You can't come in. You can't share a shell with me. Or me. Or me. Or me. Look, a gull with a wide open beak. Run for your life, crab, hide. At last in a pool, an empty shell. Quick, crab, scuttle inside. One crab, safe in his shell, under the summer sun. Roaming all over the rock pool, in his wonderful home for one. Look, a blob, a bright purple blob. What can this blob thing be? Go away, blob, whoever you are. You can't share a shell with me. I'm an anemone, not a blob. Please let me share your shell. Give me a ride to look for some food, and perhaps I can help you as well. Look, a fish with jaws open wide. Fresh crab for dinner, here goes. Out shoots a tentacle, quick as a flash, stinging the fish on the nose. Two friends sharing a shell under a sky of blue, romping all over the rock pool in their wonderful home for two. Look, a brush thing trying to get in, wiggling and making a fuss. Go away, brush, whoever you are. You can't share a shell with us. I'm not a brush, I'm a bristleworm. Please let me in, don't be mean. I love doing housework. I'll suck up the scraps and keep the shell lovely and clean. Three friends sharing a shell down by the sparkling sea, rollicking all around the rock pool in their wonderful home for three. But look how they've grown. The shell is too small. You're getting too heavy, says Crab. I'm fed up with being your taxi. It's time that you found a new cab. Really? Says Blob. How ungrateful. Here I am slaving away, scaring off all the fierce fishes. If that's how you feel, I won't stay. Peace, cries Brush, but nobody hears. The other two creatures split up. Blob finds an empty ice cream tub. Crab finds a nice paper cup. Crab in the cup, Blob on the tub. Each one pretends to be glad. Brush, doing both lots of housework, knows they are lonely and sad. Look, a storm, a terrible storm, crashing and flashing all night. Two homes smashed on the rocks. Oh, what a terrible sight. But look, a shell, a beautiful shell. Crab and an anemone stare, too shy to speak to each other, too proud to say, shall we share? Listen, a voice, and out pokes a head from the whelk shell washed up by the foam. It's ready. I've done all the housework. Climb on and come in. Welcome home. Three friends sharing a shell, happy as housemates can be, rocketing all round the rock pool in their wonderful home for three. The end. There are three sea creatures in this book, including an anemone. The spelling is A-N-E-M-O-N-E. And a crab, the spelling C-R-A-B. And finally, a bristleworm. Bristleworm, the spelling is B-R-I-S-T-L-E-W-O-R-M. Perhaps you can search the internet and find out more about these sea creatures. Happy searching!